You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We want to give you the whole summary of what we took, all right, when we talk about suffering for the past 2 weeks. Noong first week po, ang topic po natin, the reality of suffering. Then we move it last week when we talk about the reasons for suffering. Well, overall, when we experience suffering or about to experience suffering, I hope, listening to what the Word of God says with Job, I hope you would say, it's not the question of, why me? All right? That should not be our question. Although we present it here, why me? Because most of the time, when we suffer, we ask the question to God, Lord, bakit ako? Ba't nangyayari sa akin ito? Hindi lang po yung tanong na, why me? Alright? Kung hindi, Lord, not me. Diba? Lord, ako ba hindi siya? Ba't hindi katabi ko? Ba't hindi kaaway ko? Ba't hindi yung mga taong, diba, yung mga taong nangurap, yung mga taong nag-take advantage, yung mga taong gumawa ng mga kasalanan. Lord, not me, but them. Why me? Diba? And sometimes, we do have a different perspective about suffering. And just as important as the topic last Sunday when Pastor Romel shared his experience and about, you know, the reason for suffering, there is no reason for suffering. But I guess, just to be safe, instead of asking the question, why me or not me, perhaps the right question is, Lord, what is it that you're doing in my own life? Lord, ano po ba yung ginagawa niyo sa buhay ko? Ba't nga ba, Lord? Ano kaya itong experience ko? Ano kaya yung ginagawa mo sa buhay ko in this particular time? And maybe God wants you to experience His presence more than you're experiencing today. Maybe it needs to have a divine intervention of God for Him to let you know that He is there, that sometimes it's been familiar. Coming to church, reading your Bible, doing all these kinds of stuff, and you're being blessed, maybe it's time for you to really get focus on God. Or maybe God wants you to really focus on Himself rather than us. That sometimes when suffering hits, diba, we suffer because we lost all this material blessing, we lost money, we lost a person, and sometimes we ask a question about that as if we're not entitled, or we are entitled with all the blessings in this world. Maybe God wants us to trust Him more and love Him for who He is than the things that we receive in this world. That's why the question is, can God get a man to love Him for just who He is? Can you love God just for who He is? Not for anything else. If all these things that we have perished, if all the things that we receive, the accolade, the accomplishments, all these praises, all the reputation, everything that we have, if all these things will crumble down one day, can we just love God based on who He is, not on anything else? Or maybe what's important is, as Pastor Romel mentioned last Sunday, God wanted us to grow in our relationship with Him, for us to mature, and for us to be like His Son, Christ Jesus. That the virtue and the character of Christ will be seen in our lives. And by the way, if you don't know, other translation for the word, the virtue of patience or endurance, is called long-suffering. All right, in other translation in the book of King James, or the New King James Version, the fruit of the Spirit of patience and endurance, the word there is really long-suffering. So in other words, all right, whether we like it or not, as the book of Job pointed out, even Job himself is a righteous man, God-fearing, a worshiper of the Lord, all right, siya mismo, na-experience niya yung suffering. He didn't know why, but he experienced it anyway because God allowed him to. Are you here with me? Maybe one of the revelations that you got here for 2 weeks is that you thought that suffering is all about because of sin. Well, in the case of Job, it's not. Hindi lahat po ng suffering, it's because of sin. It's so important for us to really point it out. If all suffering is a result of sin, then if you're here last Sunday in our 5 and 7 p.m. service, imagine Pastor Romel shared his story that his wife had 6 times experienced miscarriages. 6 times. Can you beat that? And yet, he's one of our finest missionaries. He gave himself, his wife gave himself to the call of God, serving him to reach out those people who needs to hear the gospel in the different nations. And think about that. If you are in his shoes, you might be asking, Lord, I don't deserve this. 6 times. Lord, I don't have any sin. We serve you the rest of our lives. That is why not all suffering has something to do with sin. Is that naiintindihan po ba natin? Importante po ito, no? And probably the reason why there's suffering, because really God allowed it so that wherever we go, we'll know that we cannot do it on our own terms. We need the Holy Spirit to form that virtue, that character. And whether you like it or not, all of us will experience suffering. Maybe at this moment you are experiencing suffering. And maybe to some, God is preparing you for a great adventure of suffering next week, next month. Guess what? That's okay. We'll embrace suffering. It's unavoidable. Lahat po tayo, regardless, righteous ka, unrighteous ka, alright, wala kang alam sa buhay, lahat po tayo maka-experience ng suffering. Alright? I'd like us to stand up on our feet right now as we read God's Word today, as we conclude in our third week, as we talk about restoration after suffering. This is a good news, alright? Everything is good news here. Job chapter 38, verse 1 to 6, and then we're going to jump to 42, verse 1 to 6 too. Verse 1 of John chapter 38, then the Lord answered Job out of the storm. He said, who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who mark off its dimensions? Surely you will know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footing set? Or who laid its cornerstone? That's one way of God answering Job. Here's how Job replied in chapter 42, verse 1 to 6. Then Job replied to the Lord, verse 2, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. You asked, who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, listen now and I will speak. I will question you and you shall answer me. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. This is the word of the Lord for us today. Let's bow our heads as we start with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives and what you're about to do. We thank you for every person who's here today. Lord, we continue to trust you. In spite of the hardships, the troubles, persecutions, afflictions, sufferings that we experience and about to experience, Lord, thank you. Truly, you are in control. I pray, Lord God, continuously that you give us the mind of Christ, that we will have a godly perspective of what suffering is, and that we may be able to know the outcome of everything that goes in our lives. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen and amen. Please take your seats. On the onset, as we look into the life of Job regarding his suffering and how the Lord restored suffering after his suffering, we want to say that suffering reveals who God is. Hindi po ba? Suffering reveals who God is. And somehow when suffering comes, as we mentioned during the first week, it exposes the heart of man, his standing and understanding of God. Dito po nakikita natin, pag may suffering, kung sino talaga yung Diyos na sinisilbihan natin. Sino ba si God in times of suffering? Alright? Not only that God reveals Himself through suffering, but it also reveals who you are. Dito po natin makikita kung sino kayo talaga. Okay, simpleng traffic nga lang. Ang dami natin sinasabi, di ba? Simpleng nawala lang ng kuryente. Ang dami natin reklamo. Okay, nagkaroon lang ng baha. Okay, and yung baha, hindi na ano sa atin to. Okay, hindi na bago sa atin to. We all experience this somewhere or the other. But somehow, all these things, troubles, sufferings, all these kinds of trials that will hit us, this causes who you are based on your character and your response to suffering. Do you get me on this? Last but not the least, suffering reveals who your real friends are. Dito po natin makikita kung sino talaga mga kaibigan natin. Kung ano sila sa atin. Kung kaibigan lang natin sila dahil may kailangan sila sa atin. Kung tayo naman yung nagsasuffer, ano kaya? Sino kaya sila para sa atin? O baka naman sila yung cause ng suffering. Tingnan natin, pag-usapan ngayon natin yan. At the end of the story, the verses that we read speak of Job's transformation. Everybody say, transformation. And we're going to talk about Job's transformation, which led him to experience God's restoration. In other words, God will always and permit suffering to happen in our lives because there is something that God wants to bring in us and God wants to do in us. That's why this is so important. It's not what happens to you that is important, but it's what happens in us or in you. Ang importante ito, hindi yung mangyayari sa atin, ito yung mangyayari sa looban natin. Ano kayong gagawin ni Lord sa atin? Let's go to the process of Job's restoration. Alright? First things first. The very first thing that he experienced was, number one, it's called revelation. Based on his suffering, God revealed himself to Job. Here's what he said. Remember what Pastor Romel said last Sunday, that Job started to question. Alright? He did not curse God. Alright? He didn't come against God, but the enemy wanted him to say something against God based on his sufferings. Imagine, may sakit ka, nawala yung pamilya mo, nawala lahat-lahat na, tapos may sakit ka, the boils that you have, that his own friends cannot look at him and just can't say something, can't even say a word because of the boils, that kind of pain, the disease that Job experienced. The Lord answered Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man, I will question you. Sabi ni Lord, and you shall answer me." Here's what the Lord said to Job, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Now you're asking me question. Now you are complaining. Now you are righteous. But yet, deep inside of you, there's a sense of entitlement that you're saying, I don't deserve this because I'm a righteous guy. I don't deserve this because I go to church. I don't deserve this because I give money to the tithes and offering and be part of the Real Life Foundation and be part of missions and be part of Victory Group. And I'm a faithful man and woman who comes here in church. Here we are. We're trying to tell God what's happening. Here's how God answered him. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Where were you when I did this and these things Who are you then? In other words, here's God telling Jesus, telling Job, teka muna, teka muna. Hindi mo naiintindihan, Job. Sino ka? Ano ka? Ano nire-reklamo mo? Suffering, so what? Sino ka? What are you saying? Why are you complaining? Why are you cursing yourself? Even to the point na parang sinabi niya, Lord, sana hindi na ako pinanganak. Hindi na dapat nangyari sa akin to. Ang sabi ni Lord sa kanya, sino ka? Nasaan ka? Naintindihan mo ba? Does that make sense? You know, the good thing about this is that God did not accuse Job. He had all the right to say, because of your question, I will perish you. I will annihilate you. I'll destroy you. You deserve all this suffering. But he came to Job with a form of questions. Where were you? What are you doing? If you read the whole chapter, verse 38, God revealed himself in a personal way to Job. He revealed him and caused him to understand who he is as a God who is sovereign, God of power, God of purpose, and God of all wisdom. I was reading this, I was amazed. Oh God. Woo! I don't even deserve to live. And God gave us life. It was like a question. Dito po natin makikita yung difference ng demonyo at saka si God. Yung demonyo nag-accuse. Deserving mo yan. Buti nga sa'yo. Ha? Christian ka pa. Ha? Ayan, o kita mo na. Sino ka ngayon? Pero si Lord hindi. Si Lord nagtanong, nasan ka? Sino ka? Do you get a point here? God showed Job his power and told him, hey, look, I'm telling you this for you to understand who I am. I'm the great I am. And the question should not be, why me? But who my God is in the midst of suffering. And he's telling us, don't ask why me. Tell to yourself, tell to others, it's me. I am the great I am. Whatever happens, I am. Whatever your situation, listen to me. I am in charge. I am in control. You trust me. You put your faith and hope in me because I'm sovereign and I am. Does that make sense? In other words, who are we to question God when all sufferings would come our way, when trials and testings of life and the testing of our faith will come our way? Does that make sense? Ito po yung response ni Job. So verse 40. Sabi niya, so verse 4, I am unworthy, how can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth. I spoke once, but I have no answer. Twice, but I will say no more. Then the Lord spoke to Job, out of the storm, brace yourself like a man. I will question you, you shall answer me. Would you discredit my justice? Would you condemn me to justify yourself? Again, God was showing Job, you're insignificant. You don't know nothing. Instead of focusing on yourself, you focus objectively. You focus on me. Does that make sense? The question of not why me, who is our God? He is our great I am. Can you say amen to that? Secondly, when he had a revelation of God, this is so important. When he started to look upon his God, our God, nanliit siya. Lord, I don't deserve this. Lord, hindi na. Tahimik na lang ako. Shut up na lang ako. Wala na, Lord, wala na. Hindi na ako hihirit. Secondly, there was repentance. Job 42 verse 6 says, therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Everybody listen up. Once you encounter who our God is, and you started to look at Him, it doesn't matter all the achievements, all the things we have done in this life, it comes to nothing. You know, I've been a Christian since I was 19 years of age, and all the more, habang tumatanda po ako sa pagiging Kristiyano ko, parang sa totoo lang, there's nothing I can brag about. Some pastors in other churches, well, you have this big church. Wow, big church. So what? It's not me. It's God. What's the key? Here's the key. I make disciples. I train leaders. That's it. God causes the growth. That's why every one of us, there's no yabang, whatever it is. The same way with you, no matter how successful you are in your business, in your life, if you think you have arrived, if you think you have those things that other people doesn't have, let me tell you this, wait and see if God will take all those things away from you. Can He not? He can. When he saw who God is, he repented. In fact, if you read the book of Job, the very first part, everything that Job says, I did this, I sacrificed, I gave, I did this for God. Lord, all everything boils down to me, myself, and I. And may God speak to us. We would always say, it's not about me, it's not about us. In this life, it's not about you. And it will never be about you. It will never be about us. Do you get a picture here? Job's encounter with God made him know God in a deeper way. He said, dust and ashes. I repent, Lord. I despise myself and repent in this dust and ashes. Meaning he was broken and contrite heart. He started to repent in several things. He repented of his terrible curse. He had pronounced upon the day of his birth. Remember that? He repented of the desire to die with all many complaints. He repented of his complaint against the challenges to God. He repented of his despair. He repented about him being self-righteous. He began to remember. He feared God. He's a righteous man. He loves God. He would do all the sacrifices, even sacrifices for his children. At the end of the day, he would say, Lord, it is not about what I do for you, but who you are in my life and for what you're about to do in my life. Do you get a picture? He repented for his own self-righteousness. And maybe some of us here have experienced great suffering, and that puts a question in your mind unto God. The worst is you end up bitter to God. Ang daming lumayo kay God. Di na nagsaserve. Wala na sa church. Not as passionate as before. Why? Because when something happened beyond their wildest imagination, expectation of suffering and all kinds of trouble, they would ask a question, where were you? That is why we want to encourage you to watch the movie God's Not Dead next month. No, this month. All right? We've shown that here in our leaders. I want to encourage you. One of the reasons, I'm not going to spill the beans. There was repentance, all right? He repented of his own self-righteousness. And maybe there are questions that you have, that you question God. You have your own question. For the record, you don't have the right to question what's going on in your life. But ask God, Lord, what is it that you want me to learn, want me to have, and want me to have the character of Christ? After repentance, there was reconciliation. Job chose to be reconciled with his friends. Sabi ng Job 42, verse 7 and 9, after the Lord has said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, ito po si Lord, nagsasabi, I'm hungry, okay? I'm angry with you and your two friends, si Lord to, ha? Because you have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has. So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to the servant Job, my servant Job, and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you. And I will accept this prayer, not deal with you according to your folly or foolishness. So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, Zophar the Naamathite, went and did what the Lord had told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. God made it clear that Job's friends were wrong. The fact that God did not mention any specific sins of Job shows that God committed or confirmed Job's claim that he was blameless and a righteous man. Job started to reconcile and restore his relationship to those people, his friends, who started accusing him. Yung mga kaibigan niya, inaccuse siya kasi naman, may kasalanan niya, wala nga akong kasalanan. Hindi! May kasalanan ka, ayaw mo na magsabi, kaya ka nagkakaganyan. Few things, few thoughts here. It's so important for us, the advice that we give to our friends, that I hope we give the right advice instead of our own opinions. A lot of people will come to me, will ask for answers and ask for advice. Guess what? I will tell them, sorry, I can pray for you, but I cannot give you that advice. Number one, I'm not a businessman. Number one, if I give you this advice, you might sue me. I'm not the man God is. All I could do is to pray for you. All I could do is to make sure you seek God's word, you read your Bible, ask the Holy Spirit, what are those answers that you need? Pray about it and hear from God. My admonition, encouragement to all of us is this. Please be careful. Maybe you've been a Christian for a long time as if you know everything what the Bible says. But sometimes we show ourselves as if, you know, we're hot shots. We're the Christian, you know, Bible verse, all-knowing, can quote scripture. I hope we would have the humility and willing to admit that we don't know all the answers in this world. And please be careful. Please be careful to accuse and judge a person. Are you here with me, my friends? Please be careful with that's a story here. God got angry with these people. And he says, yeah, if you have sacrificed burnt offerings and Job will pray, then I will hear from them and I will forgive you. I will be there to restore you as well. Here's the point. Somehow, some ways, God will use people for our own suffering. God will use people for our own character building. Gagamitin ni Lord yung mga tao sa buhay natin na yung in-engage mo sa business, na nag-invest ka, tumakbo, hindi ka binayaran, sinabi babayaran, hindi nagbayad, nawala na. Gagamitin ni Lord yan. Alright, gagamitin ni Lord yung mga taong naniwala ka, sinabihan ka, ito, ganito, ito mangyayari, tapos nawala. Gagamitin po ni Lord yan. Gagamitin ni Lord yung mga mahal natin sa buhay, yung mga kaibigan natin na magpapromise sa atin at hindi mo inaasahan na one day biglang bumaliktad, biglang sila mismo nag-commit ng nakasalanan sa iyo. They're the ones who accuse you that you never thought and experience and think that one day they're gonna do that against you, but they're coming against you. Even people here in church, pastors like me, leaders, co-Christians from other church, and at the end of the day, you'll say, pastor ka pa naman, leader ka pa naman. gagamitin ni Lord yan sa suffering natin. Hello? And here's the point. Here's the testing of this suffering. Here's what God wants. The very test of His repentance has something to do with reconciliation. Here's what John Piper says. Let me just read based on the story. Sabi po ni John Piper, there is a second thing that God is doing before He restores the fortunes of Job. He is proving the repentance of Job. When the three friends come to Job seeking his intercession with God, it's not just their humility that is on trial. Job is now being asked to love his enemies and pray for those who abused him. How many of us here have our friends one way or the other and they become our enemies? Raise up your hands. And they abuse us. They violated us. They judge us. They afflict us. Pinuliti ka tayo, di ba? Sinabihan tayo kung ano-ano that you don't deserve. Woo! Nakaka-relate ako, Pastor. Naalala ko siya. Kaya ako nagkakaganito dahil sa kanya. Kung di niya ginawa ito, Pastor, di ako magkakaganito. Job is now being asked to love his enemies and pray for those who abuse him. He's being asked to bless those who cursed him and not return evil for evil. Sabi po ng Bible sa Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Yeah. Grabe, yung mga boss natin, di ba? Late ka na naman! Wala kang bonus. Di ka lang late. Di ka pa nag-submit ng deadline mo. Ito na naman, pile up na naman. Eh yung mga sinabing, I love you too. Nasaan na sila? Hindi na I love you. Okay? I leave you. Bye. Sakit! Ang laki ng in-invest mo. Nag-invest ka yata doon, di ba? Tapos ganun lang. Sakit naman, Lord. Grabe. Tapos yung partner mo na Christian, kala mo, kakosa mo, tapos may business. Di ba? Tapos tayo magkakaibigan tayo. Di ba? Nagkatingin, parang inis. Tumaas lang isang kilo. Ha? Galit siya sa akin. Inisnap niya ako. Crap. Christian pa naman siya. Hello? God will use people in order for us to expose a real character. Matthew 6, verse 14 to 15. All right? For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is so important. You want to release from all those hurts and bitterness and pain that you're still carrying. You got to forgive. You got to restore. Pray for them. In fact, if the Lord is speaking to you right now, if you have those more, you go to God and ask God, Lord, help me to forgive. Are you here with me? Not even forgive, but call them. Pare, kung ano man nangyari sa atin. Let's call it quits. Let's go. Let's forget what happened. Okay, let's be bygones, and let's be restored no matter what. You know, I just want to make sure that we'll end up as friends again. I'm sure it will take a while to restore this friendship, but nevertheless, I just want to let you know I'm with you. I'm here to pray for you. Is that a good news? How many of us will do that after this service? Raise up your hands. You know, grabe. Palakpakan naman natin si Lord. Okay. Restoration. God restored every aspect of Job's life. God restored Job's faith. He restored his reputation, possession, and family. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life. Ito po nangyari, Job 42 verse 10, and the Lord restored the fortunes of Job. When he had prayed for his friends, the Lord gave Job twice. Everybody say twice. as much as he had before, and the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. And he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 female donkeys. The Lord restored what Job has lost because he passed the test. He passed the test. He repented, reconciled with God, reconciled with his friends. He experienced not just a blessing, but twofold blessings if Job could restore what was lost. If God could restore what was lost with Job, he can also restore with what has been lost in our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. Folks, the best years, they're ahead of us. God is not through with us yet, but there'll be more. Can you say amen? Hindi lang yun. Grabe yung binigay ni Lord, yung mga anak niya. Alright? I just want to jump in. One of the names of Job's daughter was Jemima. Jemima means day by day, affectionate and dove. God has turned darkness to light. God has brought peace out of turmoil. Pinalta ni Lord yun. One of the names of Job's daughter is Kizia. May staff tayo, pangalan Kizia. Alright? It means fragrance, cinnamon, and spice. God replaced the stench of loss with the fragrance of victory as if everything's new. And then another name by the name of Karen Hapush. You want to name your daughter Hapush? Ito po ibig sabihin noon. Karen, pangalan mo Karen. Karen what? Kapush. Okay, ano ibig sabihin? Container, antimony, highly priced eyeshadow, cosmetics. Yung mga talagang gusto mag-makeup araw-araw. Yan sila. Used to refer to the glory and brightness. God replaced Job's pain with God's glory. Everybody say God's glory. Hindi pa tapos si Lord. Huwag tayo mag-dwell sa suffering. Kailangan pumasa ka. Huwag ka mag-self-pity. Huwag ka magtanong ng mga kung ano mga tanong na hindi ka dapat na tanong. Here's for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is what? Being renewed day by day, for this light and momentary affliction. What kind of affliction? Light and momentary. Is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparisons. Sinasabi po ng Bible yung paghihirap natin, yung suffering natin. They're just light and momentarily. It cannot be compared to the glory that far outweighs what God will gonna grant us. As we look into the things that are seen, not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are transient. In other translation, they are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Let's not focus on the things that we see here. Ibabalik ni Lord lahat niya kung ibabalik ni Lord. Pero importante yung after. After effect, yung mangyayari po sa atin. Kakaiba yung gagawin ni Lord sa buhay natin, yung mga bagay na nakita natin, it doesn't matter anyhow if we lost all this. God can restore that. Meaning, suffering is not forever. Can you say amen? What's the lesson here? Here's the lesson. Would we love Him? Would we love God for who He is and not for what He gives? If suffering hits, and you feel sorry, and you're suffering based on the things that you've lost, something's wrong. Means to say, you have an idol. God is not in the middle. God is not center. Your material blessing is. Your reputation is. Your career is, but not God. God restores us in His own timing, in His own terms. Why? Because He's a faithful God and He wants to show to you how powerful and sovereign our God is. Can you say amen? But there's another point here. What if God will not restore the things that we've lost? Yeah, He restored Job's. But what about today? What if somehow you lost this, you're suffering and yet, kung hindi ibabalik sa atin, ano kaya? Would we still remain faithful and loving to God? Does our love for God are conditional? We're here because we've been blessed. We're here because you're getting something out of the goodness of God. What if tuluyang mawala sa atin? James chapter 5, verse 11, ESV says, as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. Everybody say persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. In other translation, NASB, we count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome. Everybody say the outcome. The outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and merciful. Well, here's the point. It's what God wants to do in us that's important. It's not our agenda. It's not your purpose. It's not your plan, but His purpose, His plan for all of us. And the point is, God wants to see Christ-likeness. Just as Jesus endured, He wants us to endure. And Job was an example of what endurance is. And the Bible tells us the outcome of His dealings is that the very revelation is the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. In other words, if we ask questions and focus on yourself, God wants to change that. God wants to focus you on Him. Why? Because He extends mercy, compassion, and grace into our lives. What's important in this story is the very revelation of God, who He is and what He's about to do in our own lives. And as we end this, here's what Peter says in his book in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. Let's read it all together now. 1, 2, 3, go. And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you, make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Suffering is not forever, but God will use suffering for our own benefit and for you to have a deeper walk with God. Can you say amen?